Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we've been reporting, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced today that the Justice Department is suing the state of Texas over its new six-week abortion ban. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Stephen Wolpert, a professor of politics at St. Mary's College. Professor, the lawsuit alleges that the Texas law is unconstitutional because it conflicts with the statutory and constitutional responsibilities of the federal government. Can you translate that for us as it pertains to this case?
Yes. The requirement for any plaintiff to sue in court is to show that they have legal standing, which means they have to show an actual or imminent harm to some legally protected interest that they have. So since no one is suing the federal government for violating the Texas law directly, they're claiming that the activities of the Labor Department, the Defense Department, and other federal agencies would be subject to liability for carrying out their federal obligation to provide access to abortion-related services to persons in federal government's care. So that's how they're saying that they have the right to sue.
So give us the idea, the progression of how this lawsuit is going to go forward. It will eventually end up before the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yes, no matter who loses at the trial level, it will be appealed, and whoever loses in the first appeal will try to get the Supreme Court to hear it. In the meantime, the court already is scheduled to hear a somewhat similar abortion case from Mississippi, and that's important because under the current Supreme Court standards, the Texas law is clearly unconstitutional, but the Mississippi case might give the court an opportunity to change its interpretation of abortion rights, in which case it could affect the outcome of the Texas case.
And the Mississippi case will proceed first, is that correct?
Yes, it's already before the Supreme Court. It's on the docket. It's not quite the same, but it has the same problem of infringing on a woman's right to decide to terminate her pregnancy before the fetus becomes viable, which currently is not permitted under the court's doctrine.
What do you think of the merits of the Justice Department's case? Do you think it has a chance to be successful?
It has a chance. It's not as straightforward as some because they're showing an indirect harm. But they're also arguing, as they have more than one argument, they're also arguing that the Take Care Clause of the Constitution, which says the president has the duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, authorizes the government to sue when a state infringes on rights protected by the Constitution. So they're trying two different ways of convincing the court to allow them to proceed.
You mentioned the Mississippi case is already before the U.S. Supreme Court. Do we have a timeline on when a decision in that case could occur?
Well, they won't be in session until the first Monday in October, so nothing will happen till then. I don't know where it is on their agenda, but it's going to be sometime this fall because they put it on the agenda before they adjourned in June. And then how long it takes before they issue a ruling is anybody's guess because the stakes are very high, and it may take quite a while for the members of the court to settle on an opinion that gets a majority of votes.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Stephen Wolpert, a professor of politics at St. Mary's College in Moraga.